This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, ruchem habayim. Hope everyone is doing well. Okay, today's topic is the Gemara in Ksubis Daf Samach Vavam at Beis, where the Gemara tells us frightening story. A story with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was riding on a donkey. He was coming out of Yerushalayim. His students were following after him. He saw a young girl who was collecting barley from the dung of Arab animals. When she saw him, she wrapped her hair. She stood before him. She said, "Rebbe, support me." So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "Who are you?" She said, "I'm the daughter of Nachdimon ben Gurion." We just learned today in the morning in the shul. Nachdim ben Gurion was one of the three wealthy people in Yerushalayim. He could have supported the city for 22 years. So he said, "My daughter, where's your father's money?" So she said, "Rebbe, don't you know the mashal? The salt of money is giving it away. Or some say chesed. Where's your father-in-law's money? Well, they got mixed together and it was lost." And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai remembered signing on her ksuba that was worth billions of dollars. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai cried. He said, "Ashreichem Yisrael, fortunate is Israel. Bizman she'oisin rutzayna shalmakoyim, en kal umma v'lashin sheletas b'hem. When they do the will of God, no nation could rule over them. Bizman she'ein oisin rutzayna shalmakoyim, when they don't do the will of God, mo'isran b'yad umma shefela. They're given over in the hands of a lowly nation. V'loi b'yad umma shefela, el b'yad behemten shal umma shefela. Not in the hands of a regular nation, not in the hands of a nation, but in the hands of their animals." So, the obvious question here is, we know that this is an idea that Klal Yisrael, when we do the will of God, there's nothing stopping us. We can reach the highest heights. The Gemara says, when we do the will of God, nobody could rule over us. But when we don't do the will of God, anyone could rule over us. I mean, that may be a true phenomenon, but I don't think that I would use the expression Ashreichem. I mean, is that really a good fortune? That might be the truth, that might be the reality, but I wouldn't say that's one of the fortunate qualities of the Jewish people. So the Marsha seems to be bothered by this question. The Marsha on the page, Ashreichem, Amar, says the Marsha, Amar Ashreichem al Shnei Hatzadim. I mean, you might say, Ashreichem is only going on the side that we do the will of God and nobody can rule over us. But the Marsha says, Ashreichem is for both sides. Ki be'emes shnei ha-hafchiyos heim lamalos Yisrael. Both extremes are for the praise of Klal Yisrael. Ki kol uma v'uma yesh l'saru mazal v'shamayim. Every nation has a ministering angel in heaven. Ma she'en kein Yisrael she'en lahem shum mazal. Ma she'en kein Yisrael does not have a mazal. Aval heim chilek Hashem. They are the lot of God. Ki Yaakov chevel nachalasai. Yaakov is the rope of his inheritance. V'al kein kisha'oisin ritzoinoi. And therefore, when we do His will, Heim lamala mikal umes, we're above all the nations, v'sareim, and their princes. K'masha kasav habay no hashamayma. Shadarshu, the Chazal darshan, shahoitzi es Avraham hachutzi, He took Avraham out, lamala mikal tzva shamayim, above and beyond all the constellations of heaven. De'ein habata el milmala lamata. Habata means looking from above to below. Aval k'she'ein oisin ritzayna, when we don't do the will of God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesalik Shechina Semehem, God removes His Shechina, V'areihem Shfeilim V'nivzim Mikal Umais, and they are lowly, despicable from all the nations of the world, Sheyesh Lehem Sar Umazal, that they have a ministering angel, L'Yisrael Ein Sar Umazal. The Marsha is learning that the good fortune of Klal Yisrael is not only when we do the will of God, we rule over the nations of the world. It's both extremes. You know why both extremes are good? Well, now, why would it be good that if we don't do the will of God, then the nations of the world rule over us? The reason why it's good is because that demonstrates something. It demonstrates that the other nations of the world have a connection to the Mazalos. Klal Yisrael has no ministering angel. They have no sar. They have no mazel. We belong to God. And therefore, when we do His will, we're above all the nations. Be like Hashem tells Avram, Habet no Hashemayma, look down. That means you can look down on all the nations who have stars in the sky. How do you look down at a star? The answer is because we belong to Hashem above the stars. But when we're not doing the will of Hashem, Hashem says, bye. So then we have nothing. Then we have no chance of success or even survival. So it's both extremes that demonstrate that we're unconnected to a sar or a mazel. We're only connected to Hashem. So even the fact that when we don't do the will of Hashem, the nations of the world rule over us, that is Ashrecha Misrael. That's how the Marshal learns. The Hafla, Rav Pinchas Horowitz, explains this. Let's see if we could read this. Kasav Marsha Ubir Devaro. The Marsha writes, and the explanation is as follows. Dahatamu Shashem Yizbarach Bachar La'am Skulasai Shelo Yiyu Tachas Shem Mazel. Hashem selected His chosen nation that we should not be under the dominion of any mazel. Kedachsiv Ki Chelek Hashem Amai. V'hamazolois Him Asher Cholak Hashem L'chol Amin. The mazolois God gave as a portion to all the nations. Amnam Ba'avnoseinu Shegalinu me'al shulchan avinu. However, in our many sins, that we have been exiled from upon the table of our forefathers, nishtabdu tachas ha'umais, shetachas hamazalais. But because of our many sins, we're exiled, and we're subjugated under the nations of the world, under the mazalais, ka'amur. Like it says, Ve'at lamadata oisam alecha alufi l'roish, v'choze hu rachame avinu shebashamayim. This is all the mercy of God. How is it the mercy of God that we should be enslaved by the nations of the world? Ki im hayinu mekablam me'es Hashem Yisbarach atzmai. Because if we would receive from God Himself, lo hayinu yichaylam lizbal ha'inish, we cannot tolerate the punishment. The Hafla is saying, and I did not understand it this way. I thought, if we don't do the will of God, we're abandoned. And then we have no chance for survival, and that's why we find times in history where there's terrible persecution against the Jewish people. But the Hafla is saying that when we sin and we're exiled, then we're subjugated by the nations of the world, and then that really means we're under the domain of the nations of the world, mazalos. And that's good for us. Because if we would receive punishment directly from God, that would be the end of it. We couldn't tolerate the oinesh, like it says, usvivav nisaru ma'oid. Around God is very stormy. V'chayvaysenuhu tayvaysenu. And our detriment is to our benefit. Now we have to enjoy, now we have to nurse from the leftovers given to the nations of the world. And this makes it very unlikely to hasten the redemption, like the Pasuk says. Avoseinu chatu ve'inam, va'anachnu avoseim savonu. Avadim mashlubanu, pyrek ein miyadam. Ki avanisenu chatu, our fathers sinned. Ve'enam ratzaloyma shalayhe chayim lizbal, afilu kishachatu ched kal. They were not able to tolerate even when they sinned slightly. Venenshu ad kedei tamu ka'amur ursham eroinam. They could not tolerate such a circumstance where the Ribbono Shel Olam would be punishing them severely for a small infraction. And we are able to tolerate even our terrible sins, like it says, "Poiked avayin avayis kisha oichsin masei avayseha." Bottom line is, the Hafla has a big chiddush over here. I'll tell you the truth. I never learned it this way. I don't understand the Marshal this way. I mean, I never understood the Marshal this way. I never understood this concept this way. I understood that Klal Yisrael is connected to Hashem and only to Hashem. And therefore, if we're doing what we need to do, Hashem provides for us. And if we're not doing what we need to do, we have very difficult bumps in the road. And we've seen it in our history. Be it the Holocaust, be it the pogroms, be it the Inquisition. Because we're not connected to God, we're not connected to anybody. The Hafla seems to be saying that that's not the case. That when we're not connected to Hashem, and then we're subject to the nations of the world, so that means we're subject to their Tsar. And if we're subject to their Tsar, then we basically have to have the leftovers of what the nations of the world get. I don't know that that's the simple way to understand the Marsha, but that's definitely what the Hafla is saying. The rest of the piece, he's darshaning psukim in Tanakh. And I want to go to further Marmukhaimais. The Sefer Be'er Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Salant, he utilizes this principle in the Marsha to explain the brachas and kolos on Har Grizim and Har Eval. You know, it's interesting, the way that these brachas were formulated and formatted is you had certain people standing in certain places. We find by Har Grizim and Har Eval, Moshe Rabbeinu positioned the Levium down below by the mountains, and the Shvatim stood above on the mountain. Why is that? You know, why did the Levium stay low down below the mountain, and the Shvatim were above the mountain? The Bar Yosef asked the Eshlohavan, La izatam netstablu shekol yisro yalu ala haram eila mizeh ve'eila mizeh. Halamidarcha alam shekol misha medaber ala hakol. Usually, when you're a speaker, shehu oila ala bimalamalu mashesra lefneo amaim delamata. Usually the guy who speaks and gives a drasha, he gets up to the podium and everyone is down below. Why by the brachas and klalois, where the listeners above and the speakers below? And usually the speaker is on a higher point, so everyone could hear him. Here the Kohen Levim were speaking. They should have been on top of the mountain. You know, it's a very odd setup where the speaker is below and the listeners are above. It should have been the opposite. Shehashvatim yamdu lamata l'shmaya estivreyem. V'kan nasa l'chayra. Why were the speakers down below? So the Rav Yosef Tzvi Salant says like this. It's perhaps coming to allude to the status, the state of the Jewish people. That in all circumstances, they're always on a very high spot under the hashgacha of Hashem. We read the Gemara quickly in the beginning of the shir, but we didn't technically learn 66b yet. So that's tonight. We have to keep on track. We have to, you know, we'll try to learn tonight at 9:15, Bli Neder. Rabbi Asi gave the Chazar Shir and Shul on it already, even though we didn't learn it yet. But the Marsha says, and that what we learned, that why is it Ashrechem Yisrael? Both extremes, it's Ashrechem Yisrael. Why? Because all nations of the world have a Tsar. And Mashe'in Ken Klal Yisrael, we have no Tsar. We're the Chelek of Hashem. So when we're doing Ritzon Hashem Makom, we're above them. But Avo Kishainois in Ritzainoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misalish Chinos Vehem Shvelim Venivzim Mikal HaUmois. Oh, now I'm remembering this. I want to point something out. I said a number of times already that I never understood the Marsha the way the Hafla learns it. I think the reason is because Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver said it the way I said it, and that's how I always understood it, because I always saw Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. Again, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver understands, he's not quoting the Marsha, but he understands the process, is that the Jewish people are connected to God. So when we do the mitzvahs, we're above the nations of the world. When we don't do the mitzvahs, We have no connection to the upper worlds, and we're done, we're finished. That's how Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Klaver understands it. That's why Avram was not supposed to have a child. Klal, by the way, ain mazal Yisrael, because according to the mazalos, Avram is not supposed to have a child. He looks in the mazalos, and the mazalos say he's not supposed to exist. We could only exist when we're connected to Hashem. We're not connected to Hashem. We can't connect to any of the mazalos. But the hafla has a spin on it, that when we're not connected to Hashem, we're subjugated by the nations of the world. So if we're under the nations of the world, we're now under the mazalos of the nations of the world. Again, I didn't understand it, though I understood it more like Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Klaver. We're not connected to anything. But anyway, let's see how Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Salant understands it. He says, Mavur mizeh. We see from the Marsha, Shegam miyiridasam v'shiflusam hanera shel Yisrael, that even from the awesome descent and low state of the Jewish people, nikker v'noida gedulasam, we could recognize their greatness. Uma'alasam. Why? Because from our lowness we know that, oh, it must be battery replacement. From our lowness, we know that we're only connected to Hashem. And that's our only point of connection. So Klal Yisrael were commanded, climb to the top of the mountain to show that in both circumstances, in both matzavim, whether we're doing Ritzon HaShem Makam and we're getting the brachais, or whether we're not doing Ritzon HaShem Makam and we're getting the klalais and we're very low, even then we recognize the Maila of Klal Yisrael. Meaning Hashem says, I want you climbing to the top of the mountain of Bracha and climb to the top of the mountain of Klala. I want you to go to the top of Har Grizim and Har Eval. Why on Har Grizim and Har Eval? Because I want to show you that Ashreichem, both ways, both when you're doing Ritzon HaShem Makom and both when you're doing Einos in Ritzon HaShem Makom, you're on a very high Madrega. Because even when you have no connection, that's because your only point of connection is me. Like the Marsha says, even the both extremes show Ashreichem Yisrael. And to be merames on this inyan of the Maila of Klal Yisrael, so Klal Yisrael is commanded to go to the top of both mountains. And why do the Levim go below? He says, maybe it's a remes to something else. What we say in Devarim, on the Pasuk, Hashem lekechem hirba eschem, higdil vehirim eschem al dayanechem. There's an idea that Klal Yisrael were raised above the dayanim, that the punishment goes on the dayanim. So Levi is down below, perhaps to show this inyan. But again, the Bar Yosef is just using the idea of the Marsha to explain the positioning of Klal Yisrael on Har Grizim and Har Eval. Okay, now, the Gra uses a similar concept. And Megillas Esther says, the Gra, Lefishi Yadua She'ein Mazel Klal Yisrael Berukia. It's known, there's no mazel at all for Klal Yisrael in Rukia. V'chal ha-mazolis heim negdiyim li-Yisrael. All the mazolis, they oppose the existence of Klal Yisrael. Basically, if you want to know what the mazolis say about us, go to any UN convocation, see how they vote, right? See how they condemn Israel. And that gives you a little bit of a mashal of what the mazolis say about us. Mazolis say we should not exist. Okay? They every day they vote, the Jewish people should not exist. V'hainu sha'al pi ha-mazolis loy hayu roi liyos ben la'Avraham Avinu. Al v'ashalem. Oh, this is what I was quoting. I mamish saw these words. Usually they quote this from Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. All the mazolis are opposed to Klal Yisrael, antithetical to Klal Yisrael. V'hainu sha'al pi ha-mazolis loy hayu roi liyos ben la'Avraham Avinu. According to the mazolis, Avram should not have had a son. Sharabit stagnino shaloi shein roi liyos loy ben. Achsha HaKadosh Baruch Hu higbiya oisai lamalim en ha-mazolis. Hashem raised him above the mazolis. V'amar lai HaKadosh Baruch Hu koi yezaracha v'nosan loy misitra deduchra. God gave him from the side of male. According to Mazos, we should not be existing. The Gra now is saying they have a general mazel. For inyan shel mazel pirashi b'perushi al Yeshaya. Now I don't know what he means by that. That Klal Yisrael connected to a general mazel. Because look what he says. He says the Gra, this is pshat our Gemara and Ksubis. I'm sorry. Using our Gemara and Ksubis, we understand what Zeresh tells Haman. Now that Hanukkah is over, we have to start with Purim right away. Mardechai Asher. I forgot it right. Mardechai Mizera Yudim Mardechai Asher. How does it go? I don't remember the words. Oh, Asher. Thank you. Rav Nosson. Asher Hachi Loisa. So, what does Zeresh tell Haman? If Mordechai is Mizera HaYehudim, that you began to fall before him, you cannot prevail. Ki nafal tipa lefanav. Says the Gra, Klal Yisrael has no mazel. Elamai, they're above the mazalis. So if they're not doing Ritzon Hashem Makom, so that's the beginning of the Purim story. So you were successful in making a gzera lashman laragli abed, but now that Mordechai is on the up and up, asher hachi loisa lin poel lefanav, you started to fall. That means they're doing Ritzon Hashem Makom. Forget it. Loisuchaloi ki nafalti poel lefanav. Of the hainu imim tzadikim. Then they go lamala meim mazos vim lav him yordan chazon ala afar av lamim tzadikim oil lamala shamayim lamala vim ken lo yuchal lahapil imasayim vim ken lo yhayo yachal lahapil imasayim mazal rali yisrael. You can't make a lottery. Ki ein la mazal klal. How do you make a lottery when the mazal's good, when the mazal's bad? The mazal's never good. The mazal's never bad. They don't have mazal. It's just that if they're doing Ritzon Hashem Makom, they're above the whole system. If they're not, they're not even in the system. They're not even in the system. You see, I don't know how well that fits into the hafla. What do you? So, because according to the hafla, at least let Haman make a gairal. If they're not doing Ritzon Hashem Makom, then we'll be subject to the nations of the world's mazalais. So let him make a gairal when his mazal will be strong. See, I understood they don't have mazal bechlal. So if we're doing Ritzon Hashem Makom, we're above the system. If we're not doing Ritzon Hashem Makom, then. If we're not doing Ritzon Hashem Makom, we have no connection to any mazel. We can't exist. So why would Haman make a lottery? That's how the Gra learns. Similarly, there's a tshuva from the Oineg Yamtiv. Shailas u tshuvas Oineg Yamtiv. In his Hakdama Ois Chav Ches Chav Tes. And I think here the Oineg Yamtiv says the way we learned also. Why is it, he wants to know, he says, V'kamash malan, you know what we learn from the Teichacha, Kra, Ukfela? Im b'chukaisai teleichu, we get brachais. But im b'chukaisai timasu, not only do we not get bracha, we get klalois that the nations of the world don't get. Haynu shemiyu da'im chas Hashem l'chol ha'klalois v'ha'toychachos ha'amurim b'toyra yoysim yishar ha'amim. M'nei shekol ha'amim natlu chalkam b'tzva marechas ha'shamayim. Because all the nations of the world take their chelek from the constellations of the heavens, but v'him hifsidu chalkam ahem l'gamri. But we lost our chela completely. V'nistalku mehem, we're departed from them. V'avdu zechusam, v'lo yurak aleim brachos v'ashamayim. The blessings of heaven will not pour on them. Ki avdu zechusam aydei shiyagiu kol habrachos hamaracha l'chol ha'amim asher zachuba aydei histalkus yisrael mehem ubechirasam lahem hachilek hatov ve'ayaf asher me'al l'chotz v'ashamayim. When we don't get the good share of what we should get when we transcend the marachos, then when we're bechukaisa yimasu, loy mi boy came lahem agra, not only do we not have reward v'fsidu chelkam ayafe, ela avdina she'en lahem chelk v'hashpatas marachos hashamayim. We don't even have a share through the marachos hashamayim. That's the way, again, I understood the marsha. We have no connection at all to mazois. And v'nisharim kireach mikan v'kireach mikan. We're bald on both sides. Meaning, we don't get our chelek from being above the mazalos, and we don't even get through the mazalos because we're not in the system of the mazalos. Let's see if we could figure out the Sfarno. Says the Sfarno in Parshas Pinchas. It's talking about the connection between Klal Yisrael and the moon. You know, the nations of the world are compared to the sun. The sun, there's no chiddush. The sun is just is. It rises, it sets. It rises, it sets. It's always the same. But by the moon, there's a concept of chiddush, renewal. That's why we could do tshuva, because we're connected to the moon, so we could renew ourselves. The Sfarno writes, "Hine yoyim roish chodesh haya minhag li Yisrael." By the way, I don't know if we came out public yet, but I think the upcoming trip is we're going to visit in Italy the city of the Sfarno. We may even go to his house. He writes, "Hine yoyim roish chodesh haya minhag li Yisrael shia yoyim chodesh b'tzadma k'may sheheyed ba'amrai asher nistarta sham b'yoyim hamasa." The ancient custom among Klal Yisrael was Rosh Chodesh was a holy day to some extent. That means Rosh Chodesh was not a day of activity. That's why Rosh Chodesh is attributed to Klal Yisrael specifically. V'loy kein kasa b'mayadim. Sh'loy kasa b'shabas, shabatichem. V'loy b'yoyim bikureichem. V'loy b'yoyim sukoyseichem. You know, all the Yomim Tovim are not specifically attributed that it's our Yom Tov. But Rosh Chodesh is your Yom Tov. Why? And that's what we say in davening. Rosh Chodeshim la'amcha nosata. The success of Klal Yisrael in this world is similar to the moon. Very beautiful. You know what Klal Yisrael are like? We're like the moon. The moon has no independent light. It's a reflection of the light of the sun. So too, we have no independent existence. We don't have a mazel that we inherently exist. We're dependent on the sun. We're dependent on Hashem. Even though before the luchais, before the egal, we were a cheros mishur malchus ha'olam. We were free from being subjugated by the nations of the world. Hinei mishachata, once we sinned with the egal, hisnatzlu, we divested ourselves from this right, v'lo hishtamshu b'cheser malchus tamed, k'may shar ha'umais. We can't always have power in this world, like the other nations of the world. Only when we are able to reflect the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only at specific times, k'fi shefa ha'ar ha'elyon aleichem, u'v'ladav holchu chasheichem, v'ein noy galamay, otherwise we walk in darkness, k'may shiikra la'levana, like it happens to the moon. Just like the moon has good times in the month and bad times in the month. So to Klal Yisrael, we have good ups and downs. The ups are when we're doing the right thing, we could reflect the light of Hashem. We're not doing the right thing. We're not even in existence. Like it happens to the moon, so when it doesn't receive the light of the sun. Ki ein mazal liYisrael, Klal Yisrael has no mazal. V'loy or klal meyatzim, no inherent light. Zulasi or hakel yisparach biyosim l'ratzayin. Only the light of God when we find favor in His eyes. V'chein nikra hakel yisparach yitzal anvim or Yisrael. That's why God is referred to as the light of Israel. Or, like it says, v'haya or Yisrael la'ish. Or we say Hashem oyri v'yishi. But when we sin, we create a barrier. And now, we as the moon cannot reflect the light of Hashem. So the concept of us not having a mazel and being connected to Hashem is also beautifully illustrated with the analogy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like the sun, we're like the moon. We could reflect Hashem's light, provided that there's no interposition, provided that we didn't do an avera, and we create a hefsek between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, one more maramakam here. Let's see the maral. The maral in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael, Perak Yedaled, quotes the Gemara in Ksubas with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that we just read, where the daughter of Nakdimen ben Gurion said, Rebbe, support me, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Ashreichem Yisrael. The Maral says, what do you mean, Ashrei? Well, fortunate in Israel that when we don't do the will of God, animals rule over us. That's Ashrei. Says the Maral, similar to the Marsha, Ki bevadai bezeh yesh lirois ul esboinein malas Yisrael hoyayin. We see the great echelon of Klal Yisrael, sheyesh lahem mishpat hatzura shleima, that they have the mishpat, they have the status of complete image, of the complete surah, that inherently we are worthy of complete shleimus. The way the Maral is phrasing it, that tzura is the end product of something. The problem is, when there's chisaron in tzura, tzura cannot exist. And that is the highest madrega. I'll give you an example, I guess according to my meager understanding. The more developed something is, the more when something is broken, the whole thing doesn't work. For example, if you have a slab of a table and it's chipped, the table works just fine. It's perfect. Very little is missing. You know, you have a very simple table and you know somebody bangs on it and cracks it a little bit. It functions perfectly fine. But then you have, let's say, a very simple plate, and someone takes a scissor and cuts off an edge. It works perfectly fine. But if you have a fine piece of china, and there's a crack in it, it's like the whole thing is finished. Or you have a very fine watch, and something's a little off, the whole thing. Or you have a very developed computer, and there's a bug in it, it just doesn't work. You know? Like in the old cars, or the old copy machines, so something is stuck, you pull it out, and if something is jammed, the rest of the machine works. Now the machines are so highfalutin and so complex that if one type of ink is missing a tiny drop, no, call the customer service department, you can't use the machine right now. You know, it's like with the car, you have a, everything's computerized, so if one little thing is malfunctioning, that's it, can't drive. The idea is, the more developed something is, the more, if it's missing, it doesn't function anymore. The fact that when we don't do the will of Hashem, we can't exist, that reflects our greatness, that reflects how developed and how complex and superior we are. Says the Maral, that something which is only choymer has existence when there's chisaroin. Something which is tzura has no existence when it's chaser. This is what it means, Ashreichem Yisrael. When we do Ritzon Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that demonstrates that we are so advanced that we're connected to Tzura. Therefore we say that if we do Ritzon Yishal Makom, no Uma V'Lashon could be Shoylein on us. But if it's man she'eino is in Ritzon Yishal Makom, then we're given over B'yad Uma Shvela. Because if we're given over to the lowest nation, that means we're given over to the animals of the lowest nation. That means we're lower even than Chaymer. Why? Because Chaymer could exist with deficiency. Tzura cannot exist with deficiency. That's how the Maral explains it. And the Maral says that if we understand this, as yiftachu l'cha sha'arim harbe, will open many vistas for us. Many ideas are dependent on this. Meaning, Klal Yisrael has no in-between existence. There's no such thing as mediocrity with the Jewish people. Either we're on top of the world, or we're rock bottom. The Maral says the analogy is, it says by Adam, V'yirdu b'dgas hayam, Chazal darshan, Zacha roide, we dominate, Loi zacha, nasa yirud, we plummet. There's no madrega beinanus for Klal Yisrael. And that's Ashreichem, that shows how great we are. We're so elevated, because the more elevated something is, the more if something is off, it doesn't work. You know, like you have these... You know, the more computerized and complex something is, the more when there's an issue, the whole thing doesn't work. The more simple something is, it still works, even if it's slightly broken, you know? Things from 80 years ago, they're still working, you know? The things you got a week ago, they're so complex, you have one little thing, it doesn't work anymore, you know? Partially it doesn't work because they don't know how to make anything anymore. But for our analogy, the idea is the more advanced something is, the more unfunctionable it is when something is lacking. Rabbi Yisai, okay, is it okay? Just one more, very quickly. I want to just show you the Rashba, and that's it. Okay? The Rashba says, what does it mean, Ein Mazal Yisrael? Yisrael Chelek Hashem, Chevel Nachal Asai, Eina Mesurim L'Mazal Yis Hashamayim. This is the Rashba in Tshuvai Simin Yud Tes. V'zeu shakasav me oisais hashamayim al techasu. Don't be frightened by the signs of the heavens. U'ma shakasav loy la'adam darkai b'she'enoi oisai ritzayin Hashem. That's when we don't do the will of God. Sh'azhu masar l'mazol. Then we're given to l'mazol ois l'fi shavno senu avdilu b'enoi u'bein Hashem. Because our sins have created a separation, v'hishpel atzmai mimalas al yoinois uvala v'yashav loy b'madrigas tachtoynes tachas amazolois. This is what it means. Astira panay mehem erem ma'acharisam. What does that mean? Astira panay mehem. I will remove my hashgacha. I will give them to mazolois. And then, who will save them? Now I have to say, this is not how we learned. Meaning the Rashba learns when Ein Mazal Yisrael means when we're doing the will of Hashem, we're above the Mazalis. But when we don't do the will of Hashem, the Rashba says, we are given to the Mazalis. And they bring here the Rabbi Yitzchak Sorotsky and his Medayik in the Rashba, not like the Marsha. Here we see in the Rashba, when we don't do the will of Hashem, we're given to the Mazalais. That's not what the Marsha says. That's not what the Oineg Yomtov said. That's not what the Gros said. But that's how the Rashba seems to be learning, similar to the Hafla. Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful day. Tonight we're going to try to do Samach Vav Amud Beis, 9:15, okay? Thanks for joining us today. Have a great day. Kol Tov. Bracha V'Hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.